Chill, Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hinda, Marimeli, what's up? What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? I'm chilling with your rapper's favorite rapper.
Oh my gosh. What's up, Brody?
I'm good, man. Ginger Trill in the house.
Hey.
Good to have you, man.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. I've been waiting for this day for a long, long time. We at the household, in my home, we like fans of Podcast and Chill. So I've caught a couple of them.
Yeah.
My favorite must have been the one with Scoop.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that was my favorite too. Yeah. Man. I didn't even think I was doing that interview. I was so mind fucked after. I was like, what the fuck?
You guys look like two dudes who knew each other from the past catching up and like just like connecting again and like, you know, just having good vibes.
Yeah. Where we at now? Is this your house? What's going
on? No. We're here at the Enterprise. It's my man Explosives house / lab. This is where we create. In fact, this is where we created the last EP I dropped on the 2nd of August titled PIF. That's an acronym for Paid in Full.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we at the Enterprise, y'all.
Yeah. And what are the songs did you do here?
We did his single called Surround Me featuring Indigo Stella and Mani Badu. We also did a couple of unreleased stuff. What else we do here? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like maybe like anywhere between 10 or 15 records, but only seven are out. One of his and six of mine.
Do you still remember the first time we met, bro?
I think we've met for the first time a couple of times. Where was it? Remind me. Joke my memory.
I think we were at a gig in the Val. I was DJing.
Yes. I remember that janky ass promoter still ain't paying me my fucking balance.
You serious?
I'm serious, bro. He just ghosted on me. His numbers didn't work after that. I don't even know why I took the gig. It was one of those, like, I had another gig, so I was like, let's go down this way. I think it was you and Sabby who were down there.
Yeah.
And myself, and I don't know who else. I remember it was a dope gig, but that promoter, man, when I see you. But it was dope.
Because I remember you came up to me like, yo, because I don't know who you were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you come up to me like, yo, man, I used to listen to your YFM, blah, blah, love your shit. I'm like, all right, cool. So what do you do? You're like, no, I'm an artist. I'm like, oh, what's your song? He's like, no, I did Amantombazan. And I'm like, no way.
We chopped it up a little bit after that.
Yeah. Because for me, that song was monumental. I think in the landscape of SA hip hop, I think you better school me in terms of SA hip hop because I'm not really that big into it. I love it, but I'm not really like a guru, you know, like a Scoop would be or Caesar Dlomo perhaps.
Yes.
But I know that song changed the landscape of SA hip hop, man.
I think so too. It was like a great time in SA hip hop. In fact, that circa, like 13, 14, 15 circa, that was like almost us seeing the rise of SA hip hop. Like it catapulted and like create superstars from the culture. Yes, we've been had stars. Shout out to the guys who paved the way. RIP Jabba, RIP Pro. Shout out to Squatter Camp. Shout out to Flabba. Shout out to everybody who did it. But that year, that circa, you know, 13, 14, 15, I think that's when it just, and that particular song had like all these rappers who were in the game, all these young MCs in the game who were like from different cliques come together and make one song. And South Africa was more than happy to like rally behind it. So it was a pretty dope
time. How did that song come about?
Ricky at the time assigned to Motif Records.
Yeah.
Boom. So he got the song Amantombazana featuring OK Malum Cool Cat originally that's doing the rounds and people are just going crazy.
Yeah.
Had he dropped Nafukwa yet? I think he might have dropped Nafukwa and then it was time to do the remix or the other way around.
Yeah.
So I get a call from the good folk at Motif like, yo, so we're doing this remix of Amantombazana. They didn't even ask me if you heard the song. They knew I heard the song. That's how big it was. Like, we're doing this remix of Amantombazana. At the moment, we've got Questa. We've got Mugs. Nadia's coming in. We've got OK Malum Cool Cat. DJ Dimples was in Nana. And we want you to come lace your verse.
Kid X, Mugs.
Like, basically, just everybody in rap. Like, at the time, who was hot, who was making waves. Most of them still are, in fact. And I was like, hell yeah. I couldn't believe they even called me for it. But I was more than excited. It was right after we did, I think we did Bump the Cheese Up, which had a successful run also. And then they were like, yo, come through. So that relationship with Motif you know, it just made it easier for them to connect me and plug me in. And I was with the gents on the song.
Who do you think murked you on
Kid X? Definitely, without a doubt. I say that today. I say that yesterday. I say that tomorrow. Yeah. Kid X killed everybody.
Yeah.
Despite of what you might think, I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
No one cares what you think. Kid X killed everyone on that song.
I like
you very
Mugs,
much,
man. Mugs.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, McG. Kid X killed the song. Mugs was cute. I was cute. Yeah. Everybody was cool. Yeah. Kid X killed it. He buried it. He took it home. Everybody has their favorite. That's the most exciting thing about having a remix with so many people on it. Everybody's going to pick their favorite. There's people who swear by Mugs' verse. There's people who kill you if you say anything except OK Malum Cool Cat.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He also came through. He's the slaps,
he was
right?
A fan favorite. He was a fan favorite. But that's, I guess that was the point of it, for everybody to pick a little bit of something that they like.
And the thing is, since that remix, we haven't actually seen a remix like that where, you know, rappers in the industry just get together and just have fun in a track, you know? Yeah. It's a rare thing now, you know?
Yeah, a lot has changed. Also, like, with, like, you know, success being a factor in, like, the hip-hop landscape in South Africa, you know? I see some of the more affluent, prominent artists, you know, tweet about it and say, you know, it used to be so dope. You know, the vibe is dead now. Cats don't want to work together. Everybody's trying to get there alone or by themselves or to see who gets there first. It's like a weird thing, but I guess it's a competitive sport like that. But that song particularly was the birth of, like, you know, the uniting of SA hip hop, you know, because after that we got Raga Raga, which was Major League, Gemini, Casper Nyovest, Ricky Rick, Nadia, and, you know, it was a dope vibe. And after Mantomazan, I think Raga Raga was the next. Oh, it's a remix with everybody.
Yeah.
But we also had P.O. P.O. once had a crazy remix with myself, Kid X, Envy,
I remember
Black
that
Les,
one. Yeah.
Books. Yeah. We even shot the video. I forgot who we shot it with. But, you know, that's been the vibe. But now it's dead. The people are trying to be superstars.
How do you feel as Ginger Trill, right? Because everyone on that track went on to become like mega superstars.
Megastars.
I'm talking about Ricky Rick, Questa, Kid X, Nadia Kai, Cool Cat. The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
But you haven't, to some extent, reached those pinnacles.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Ah, man. Bums me out, as you can imagine, because we'll all be at the starting block.
Yeah.
All of us, you know, like imagine a 100-meter race. So everybody's there, and then you leave, and then you see, okay, I'm at least number. it's not that bad. And then by the 50th meter mark, you're like, yeah, what's going on? You know, it bums you out, but all the L's I done took were lessons, man. You know, you realize. I take an L every year, I guess. You know, you learn from something, because after that song, people expected all of us to drop albums.
Mm.
Nadia just dropped her album like the other week.
Yeah.
But she's a superstar now. And that song is like 2015, 14.
Mm.
It's like 3-4 years ago. And, you know, OK Malum Cool Cat is about to like mess up the summer, in my opinion, with a project that he's going to drop. He also dropped the last one, which had Clay and whatever.
Yeah.
He became a star. Ricky's like one album, one mixtape deep, but he's a mega star. So you look at all those things. And of course, as you go to interviews, people are like, yeah. So these are your peers, you know?
Mm.
Where are your awards? Where are your plaques? Where are your million rand endorsements and stuff like that? And all you can say is, look, man, I put my products out, you know? I put the music out as often as I can. I don't take more than 2 years between projects. If I'm really sitting down, if maybe I'm struggling with whatever, I'm in between labels. But the best you can do is just like pick up the slack. Look at where you are. You're like, okay, I'm here. I want to get there. I need to see what I can take with me there. If I can't take anything, I load shed. Whatever I can take, you know, I take those lessons and go forward with them. You know, it's a bit, but I'm not too, I'm okay, man. You know, we keep it pushing.
I can resonate with you because your career and my career have similarities, like in radio. Because when I started at Y, everybody that I started with is like banging right now.
Crazy.
Like,
you're so right.
Shows, they got a million followers on Instagram and stuff, man. Like that. And I'm still by the starting point.
You know what I mean? It feels like you try and, you know, you were the crowd favorite and then something just happens, and I guess everybody's journey is different. Because
but with my journey, I think more than anything, it was self-inflicted. In terms of, I lacked a bit of discipline and focus, you know? Okay, okay. So the talent was there.
Yes, but there definitely, wasn't focus, undoubtedly. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I see you.
You know, but I don't have any regrets or anything like that because I think I learn more from my failures than I do my successes. Mm. So with you, I can sit here and tell you why I'm not as big as, you know, like whoever I started with it, why.
Yes, of course.
With you, what do you think the reason is? Because the talent is there, bruh.
Man.
And you look like you're focused. You are disciplined.
Sometimes. Sometimes, most times, I try to be and throw all my all into whatever it is that I'm doing. But if I had to give you like a real answer, an interview answer, I'd be like, look, along my journey, and I only knew that in hindsight, looking back in hindsight, true, along my journey, there was things that I wasn't prepared for. I thought I was at the time. But when the opportunity came or when the moment came, it's either it was too big or I was not prepared enough. You know what I mean? And those things do kind of happen where, you know, I didn't even know that people were going to be like, about me at the time when they were. Mm. And you find that, oh, snap, I'm like 6 months away from the album. The label is saying, no, we can't drop an album now. You don't even have a single that's caught on. You're like, a single? Who cares about a single? Okay, let's drop a single. And then that doesn't work for you. And then you try another one and then you move along. So it was like I had so much to learn. I had so many things to learn about the industry that I was in, the type of people that I'm going to like work with in the industry that I was in, you know. You learn that a manager is such an important thing, you know.
Something so small.
Something so simple.
But yet it's profound.
I took it for granted for the longest time, McG. But then you learn that you watch other people, some of the most successful people in the game, they've had like, they haven't either changed management too much or they've had the same manager for like 7, 8, 9 years of their career.
You need a team, man. It's
you
important.
Need a team. It's like so important. You need somebody who's going to be on top of the public relations. Mm. Somebody who's going to be a publicist. Somebody who's going to be walking around documenting everything. Yep. Somebody who's going to tell you, yo, man, you did trash on that interview. You should. You know what I mean? You need those kind of things. And I only learned that later when everybody else was springboarding their career and, you know, catapulting into stardom and you know, taking over Africa. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm missing. You only learn what you're missing afterwards. Yeah. And that's when you can pick up the slack. I think that's where, you know, to apologize to my fans or anybody who felt like I might have let them down, man. I'm always trying hard to, like, put out a good, solid project. Mm. But it's the things around an artist that actually make the whole thing move.
But I remember I said to you that day at the Val, I said, Val Monating Cafe, I was like, dude, it is as much as all these guys that I started with are huge, but everyone has their own time.
It's something that's hard to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow, that
you
one.
You know what I mean?
But it's so true.
Because the thing is a marathon.
It is.
It's not a sprint.
It's not a sprint at all. You know, it's about longevity. It's about how many people you're going to impact, how many lives you're going to change. Not just of the people who come into contact with your music, but the people who are working with, for, and around you.
You once said that Casper is like our Jay-Z because he knows how to play the game.
Exactly.
Do you think you know how to play the game?
I think I'm. Look, man, I might not be top 10. Top 5. I'm top 5.
DOA. But like,
but like you learn, you know, and you can only learn from emulating the greats. That's why I always only have like good stuff to say about what he's done, because what he's done, not only for himself and his career and his life, but for SA hip hop, it's the stuff of legends. It's unheard of things. We'd never seen anybody take it that far since, let's say, I don't know, Jabba.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jabba was the biggest. You can ask Slicka right now. You can ask anybody who was active in the game when Jabba was on and popping. Jabba was the biggest thing South Africa had ever seen. And his music, like, sort of transcended hip-hop. Casper has been the first one of our generation to, like, successfully do that and have it like come back in the actual numbers where it's visible. You're like, yo, yeah, no, 20,000. You can't argue with 20,000 people at a stadium or at a venue. You can't argue with 70,000 people at like a 80,000 arena.
Yeah.
That's when I knew that what he's done here 3 years later is the stuff of legends.
For all the 2000s watching now, there used to be a hip-hop show called The Full Clip on YFM.
Yes, sir.
With Scoop and Cesar Lomo, man. How do you think that changed your life?
For me, that was almost like the start of everything. You know what I mean? because me and my man Summers, we was at his place in my Kasi Potchefstroom, making these little demos. Because I always wanted to be an artist, right? Like, since I was a teen. So after we finished high school, like 19, 20, we work on the stuff.
How were you making demos? Fire cassettes?
Bruh. We had a laptop. We had my man's laptop. I saw we take the mic, put like a beanie on it. Like just on top of it. And then and then we'd like make them. Like we just, he'd record on this program called Audacity.
Oh, yeah.
Shit sounded rubbish. Yeah. But like we'd push on and make the songs. And whoever was willing to listen to the MP3, we'd find a way to either Bluetooth it to them or like put like 10 songs on a disc, like a 10 rand disc, copy and what, and then I charge you the price of the disc. Not like I'm like, yo man, I paid 10 rand for this disc, so you just give me 10 rand and we straight. And then people, that's how people would take the music. The next CD, I started selling it for like 20 bucks. People still bought it. 30 bucks the next one, people still bought it. I was like, you know what, I'm an artist. I need to go do this. Come 2010, full clip, I'm from work. I'm from work. I got a little
in retail.
Exactly. I'm working at Markham, and like I hear the show coming back because I've been an insomniac for as long as I can remember. So it's like 11, and I'm listening to this show. I'm from a girl's place, I think. I'm listening to the show. These guys rap. I call Summer. Yo, you hear these cats? Yeah, they nice, but man, if they give me a shot up there, baby. So the very next week, my contract was actually ending, coincidentally. The very next week, me and my man put some money together, put some gas into the whip, put the GPS on his Samsung Omnia, and we were off to Hyde Park in Dunkeld. Nervous as a motherfucker. It was like at least like 30 rappers outside. And you know how the process went.
Yeah, yeah.
Gino comes outside.
Gino,
he tells
you how
it's going to work. Shout out Gino. He tells you how it's going to work. He tells you you're going to wait for Scoop. You got to relax when Scoop comes. You ain't got no time to fuck around. You bust your 16 and you move the fuck on. Okay.
So Scoop is like Randall Abrams.
He doesn't play with you. He tells you if you whack. Rubbish. Ah. So I'm there. I'm waiting for them, bro. And I swear I could feel this energy of like, there was too much confidence. I was at the back of the crowd. Everybody was like, so Scoop comes out. He's like, okay, let's do this. Who's going to rap first? Everybody was still like, as my man is my word, bro. I just shoved. I was like, I'm first.
Yeah.
And then I got a chance to bust my rap. And I've never looked back since then, because that was the first time I got heard anywhere outside of my Kasi. And I never looked back since then. I just hung on.
Which were some of the other rappers that were there, amongst the 30 rappers that were there, that have popped now?
Kid-X was there. Kid-X was the first guy to rap on that platform. Shout out my man Kid-X. Obviously, the guy known as Zynga right now, Smashes. In fact, they both got signed to Cash Time. Who else is there? My guy. Who? Those are the two most famous guys from that show, I think.
Yeah.
Maraza wasn't discovered on that platform. Maraza was discovered probably on like another show like that. But he's like an OG. Like in 2010, this guy was already the king of like the Sprite uncontainable version that was happening at the time, because he was the guy who was freestyling everybody in the country.
Yeah.
So he wasn't found there. I'd say, who else?
When did you meet Do Me the Volume? Because he's a big fan of yours.
Bro, I met Stoge. I met Stogie in...
Oh shit, Stogie, I'm exposing my age.
I met Doomy like in 20, maybe 12.
Yeah.
At like a hype show. It's a hype session show, and he probably doesn't remember this. So Proverb is performing, and he's there in the crowd, like at the back, you know, with his little Stogie just puffing on his Cohiba. And he's at the back minding his own business.
Cohiba,
you know?
What's that, man? I need subtitles for this interview, bro.
It's like a a Cuban cigar of some sort.
Okay.
You know, he's puffing on that. And I'm starstruck. I'm watching my favorite perform. And I'm watching the only other guy who's as nice as him right there. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? Is this a sign? So I walk up to him and I said something stupid, some stupid shit. I don't even remember what I said. And he shooed me away. He basically just shoot me away, you know, and then went back to like minding his business. And then, if you know Instro from the guy who created NASA.
Oh, yes, yes,
you know,
yes,
the
yes,
NASA
yes.
tape.
Yeah.
So Instro was at Motif as the in-house engineer, and he knows Len. And Len had been trying to get me on the NASA tape. Oh. So Instro knows about me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he put in a good word for me because he's my man like that, big bro. So he's like to him, yo, check out this guy. And 2013, they dropping this collaboration EP with my man Tibbs. Oh, it was 2012 with Tibbs. It's called the All Love Tape. And Instro calls me into studio. And that's when I formally meet the big homie Stogie. He's like, oh, yeah. And then I actually happened to pass him my album at the time to ROTY because it dropped in 2012. And then he listens to that. I do my verse on this thing. It's not that dope. They like do another song. I do another one. It's super dope. And it makes it onto the All Love EP. Maybe a couple months later, Stogie calls me back. He's like, yo, man, we trying to do this No Sleep thing. I'm like,
what? Me?
So I'm like, Yeah. So then I asked him because I thought he didn't listen to it, but I should have known he listens to everything. I'm like, so you heard the album? He wasn't gonna brush my ego or nothing. I heard it. Nice.
I was like, damn,
the OG ain't gonna give me nothing. Okay, cool. Yeah. But I learned from there, like just hanging with him. He's such a good dude, and he always has like so much like encouraging and insightful. Words about where you are and what's going on in the game and what you need to do and what he likes about you, your strong points. So he's one of the people who actually helped me build my confidence. Because I
got you. You like confidence, dude.
I still, you know, people won't pick it up because it's been like 7 years now, 8 years. But I was like very self-conscious. Like, am I as nice as everybody else out here? No, I'm not that nice.
It's natural. You're creative.
I need to work harder. I need to, you know, I need to be doper. I need to be wittier. I need to be smarter. I need to be funnier on records. I just need to come alive more.
At that time, who are you looking up to? Like, shit, this guy's nice.
At the time, I'm coming into the industry. So I'm trying to make a living, you know? So that's how I'm trying to also, like, I'm looking at Reason, what Motif is doing for him. I'm like, damn. This guy's making this rack like this off a rap, man. I'm also looking at, obviously, Cash Time. Cash Time at the time, you know, Tear Gas is still intact, but my two boys, Smash and X, are signed over there. And they just like stars. It's like knowing people who are normal today and the next day they're like superstars. They can't
How
even
How crazy
walk.
Is that,
it's
bro?
It's so, it's like,
like they can't even just the other day,
we were on this platform trying to make a name. Now you can't even walk in public. And you know, these college girls can't contain the excitement. Yeah. You can't even walk through I couldn't walk through a beer garden with, like, the Cash Time boys. Because, like, the girls would lose their minds at the time. So I'm looking at them, and I'm just trying to, like, find a way to provide for my family and make a name for myself using this hip-hop thing. So I was looking for all the guys who had figured it out, you know?
When did you start making money from rap?
My first check was probably 2013.
How much was it?
3,000. It was 3,000. It was 3,000 bucks. But it was for nothing. It was like, for a show. It was like, yo, man, come through for the show. I did two songs.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, 3,000 for two songs? That's a lot. And then I started like even charging people for verses. I'm the first guy who paid me for a verse. I was like, this guy's going to pay me for 16 bucks. In my head, it's like the easiest thing to do. But the fact that somebody's going to give me like $3,000 for it, I couldn't believe it. But of course I wanted more. But I was like, there's so much more to learn and I have to build my brand. My brand has to be an esteemed brand for people to want to like associate themselves with it. So there was a lot to learn at the time. But the first check I made, I couldn't believe somebody was going to pay me for something I was going to do in my bedroom for free.
And so, how much are you charging for feature now?
Man, it depends, man. You got to be nice with it. I want 25K, but if you're nice with it, my manager says 30K.
He wants his cut.
But if you're nice with it, usually nowadays, you know, it's not like back in 2012 when I was like really starting out and trying to make anything I could make of it. Nowadays, some of these kids will just send me a song. If they're really good and they're really special, I'll just hop onto it.
All right, cool. So what are we about to listen to now? What track are you going to play for us?
Man,
now?
We're about to listen to this EP right now. It's called Piff.
What is an EP, dog? I never understand that.
So LP, long play. EP, extended play. That's how it is. And then album, I don't know who came up with album, but yeah. I guess
so an EP
like
can vary from like 6 songs, 10 songs. However you feel.
It needs to be, but it can't be as long as an album though.
Oh.
It has to be like a compilation of songs. I think back then when I made my first EP on the annexure of the contract, it says something like anywhere between 5 minutes and 18 minutes running time, something like that, and not more than 7 songs
of the collective body.
That's what constitutes for an EP. And an LP was above that, but below 31 minutes in running time.
Okay.
And then an album is anything above 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's considered as cool.
Let's jam this, man. Yeah. All right, cool. So this is PIF.
This is PIF. It's an acronym for Paid in Full, my friend.
Mm. Like the movie.
Exactly like the movie. So I even added skits from the movie.
Oh, is it? Nice.
Yeah. And then...
do you have to get clearance for that?
Fuck that. So, you know, EP, mixtape stuff, man. Don't be coming at me. I'm trying to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
So the EP was basically, it's like an idea that came off like taking one skit, putting it on a song and deciding I need to drop a body of work. And then I created all the other stuff around some of the skits that I found from watching the movie. I just watched the movie again and I was like, oh, this could go with this theme. I could talk about this. And then I created this little short body of work because I wanted to make it like, all killer, no filler.
Mm.
I don't want you to like have to pick your favorite songs from like a 15 track.
Got you.
Because I haven't dropped an album since 2012.
Mm.
And I was like, I need to build my way to that. While I have your 18, 20 minutes, I'm going to just give you something short and punchy. So this is called PIF.
PIF.
And the first track of PIF is called Mama Writes.
Mama Writes.
Check it out. I got the classic skit.
All right.
A nigga like me, man. Mm. A lot of game. A lot of hustle.
Like a movie,
be feeling like one of the ball playing niggas, you know. Like Bird, Magic, or something.
You play with the lights off.
Yeah, you know, a nigga got dope. I need to leave the league.
I know they got word, we still moving the product. I never ran off on the plug, and it's word to my mama. A fuck nigga broke a few promises. Not that surprising. No fuck niggas moving. No honor, I got it from here. Promise, I do this shit. I really do this, I promise. Can nobody stop us? Dope inside the province. Oh, they forgot it. No, cause I remind them I'm just being modest. Never out of pocket. Yeah, I'm about it, never ever doubt it. Money where your mouth, hope is where your wallet. Versus should be worth a couple a couple hundred thousand. Different kind of flaws, hop $1,000. Different kind of sauce, traveling allowance. Different kind of sport, for the little baby. Do it for the baby, love my little baby. Gotta do it for the family. Never gave a fuck about no Grammy. No, they was never checking for no African. Do this to keep a promise to my granny. Even the summers didn't check for me. Nobody checking till the check is deep. You know once I get it, I might let him see. A father forgive me, I might let it be. I'ma
what
let him
know
sleep
about getting rich while your ass sitting on the block.
Imagine something about your grandmother.
What you know about running hard when your boss sitting on a yacht? What you know about losing work when your ass
sitting on a for the family. I never gave a fuck about no Grammy. Yeah. I know they were never checking for no African. I do this to keep a promise to my granny.
Yeah, just be,
my bad. I do this to keep a promise to my granny. It's like, it's for me saying like, I see all the accolades and reaching for the what, but like I'm doing this for my family, you know, for my family name, for like to make my grandmama proud, you know, like
she's still alive.
No, my grandmama is late, been late, like same, since 94.
Yeah.
But she was my sweetheart, God rest her soul. But like I say, like, you know, to carry the family name with pride, like anybody who is my family to be like, yo, that's Kinwanaro now, look at what he's done with his life through his talent.
Yeah. Hey? Yeah.
You know, just to say like, yo, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm in this for. I see all the other stuff, but for me, it's about me growing as an individual and being able to take something back home.
And you got any kids or is
I
it
got
pull
one
out game
kid.
Strong.
Pull out game weak. I got a kid, man. I got a 6-year-old. He's turning 7 this year.
Nice.
His name
is
Kopano.
Does he want to rap as well?
I hope not. Because he whack. Whack, bro. But right. I bet he want to act or something because he's quite funny. My kid's funny in front of he takes his mom's phone all the time and he makes little videos. He's actually got a sense of humor.
All right, cool. Let's go to the next track.
Let's go to the next track. That was
who's K Tasso?
That's K Tasso. He's actually from Potchefstroom as well.
Mm.
He produced pretty much this whole tape with additional production from the in-house captain over there, Explosives.
Gotcha.
And the next song is called D.O.D. I love D.O.D. so much. This is like, this is me paying homage to the underground. This is me keeping it raw, uncut, and just nasty.
What does D.O.D. mean?
It means do or die.
Oh, do or die.
It's do or die. So
gotcha.
I like acronyms. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's how people like name songs.
podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Trippy in my silk shirt, loosen up the tucker chain. 40 be my pit bull, my little pumpy Gucci gang. Big shit, all I pop is big shit. Chopper so long when I walk it make me limp shit. Big shit, big shit, all I talk is big shit. Clip full of bald heads, no movies in that big shit. No corners big enough to cuddle if I ever see some trouble. My little Uzi gon' mumble. No corners big enough to cuddle if I ever see some trouble. My little Uzi gon' mumble then. Who them guys gotta scrutinize? Check the corner for them bluish lights. You a pusher or you a buy? Got the hooker for a goodish price. I don't do cause Simon got some good advice. Who are you? Who am I? Who the truth, nigga? Who a lie? You be bugging. Is you wise? You a thug now. You the guy. Got them guns you never utilize. You adorable, a cutie pie. You look horrible in that disguise. What you couldn't do to suit and tie? Second chance to be a cooler guy. You in high school again and you just high. Living in your own world, you would die.
Trippy in my silk shirt.
Fuck it up, dude. You can tell this was for the streets, right?
It was me paying homage to like where I feel like I'm from, like, you know, the underground and like the unapologetic side of hip hop, where we're not trying to like say, oh no, we're appealing to this or appealing to that. Just taking drawing inspiration from all the stuff that I used to listen to, like, be it 50 Cent with his mixtapes.
Yeah, because this sounds like Game, bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I was going for. Like, just that gritty hip hop that makes you screw face, like, what's that?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted you to feel.
Is there still an underground scene right now?
I don't think that's flourishing. I mean, there's like a sort of like underground feel, you know, to some of the music that gets out there, like produced by the kids. You know, somebody like K Tasso, I believe he still makes like, he's like a hybrid because he's both throwback and like crispy fresh. You know what I mean? He's like in the middle. So when he digs into his like underground bag, it takes you back. It's almost like you time travel through listening to this thing. Like, yo, this sounds so 2000 and something, like three. Yo, it's hard. And that's the kind of feel that I wanted like to also capture on this little EP, you know, just to give a little bit of variety.
Next track is?
The next track is called Lisa Smile.
Is that your baby mama?
Nah, it's not about my baby mom. Lisa Smile, you got to listen to it in context of the EP, even though like I play with your mind and make you think, yeah, it's real life stuff. But really, it was just a concept about this girl I met. You
okay.
know? But I used the skit from the album.
All right,
I mean,
cool.
From the movie.
All
right. You know what I mean?
How's this EP doing, bro?
The EP is doing pretty great, actually. Like, the reception, and of course, I didn't hand it into radio. It was like for the streets.
There's no full clip.
Yeah, no. There's no season two. It's doing pretty good on the streets.
Shorty pretty as a painting, saved the number on the Mona Lisa. Hey. We've been cool since before she started smoking reefer. Actually met her on the net via social media. She liked the song I did a while back with Ayanda Gia. Texted back and forth about music a little bit. I noticed she's a guy's girl just a little bit. Her closest homie is a distant cousin. I know she love her from the story she told me, but yo, that bitch be bugging. First time we met in person was at some club in the city when I was down there working. Much as I hoped that night would turn out to be that perfect. Not in my wildest dreams did I think I'd run into this girl and one day she'd be my girlfriend. Yeah, instant attraction and subtle chemistry.
Hey.
We kicked it like it was just us in the vicinity.
Hey.
A little itty bitty shy, but had this vibe I liked. Knew from that moment it was finna be my kind of night.
Wow. Oh, dude, you know what's crazy about this song? You could actually be talking about hip-hop as a girl.
This guy, you actually got it. That was the point of the first verse.
For real.
To make it sound like I'm talking about hip-hop.
Yes.
But I might be talking about a girl, but you don't even know.
Yeah.
But that was the point. I was trying to marry the two. So you're the first person in an interview to pick that up.
Wow. Thanks, my G.
Thank
it reminds me of, you know, like the Tupac song that he did, Me and My Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about a gun. It took me 10 years to figure that out.
That was exactly what I was going for on this one here. I wanted it to sound like, because I did the first verse way before I got to the second verse. So the first verse was scripted like it's as if I'm talking about a girl, but I'm personifying hip hop. You know what I mean?
And which is a talent that's very hard to do, man.
Thank you. Storytelling is also like something that, you know, I've noticed that people love hearing more of, because it's such a scarce thing nowadays in hip hop. It's all turn up and blah, blah, blah. But people want to hear more of that storytelling stuff. So I dug into that bag and I got a little bit.
And how are you with the mummies, man? How many groupies have you charred?
Nothing.
Ah, you're lying.
I'm so washed, man. I'm washed. Like, I'm such a dad. It's like, I don't think they see me even. Sometimes it breaks my heart. I got a girl. I love you. Sometimes it breaks my heart. It's like, I don't see me. They don't know nothing.
So your DMs aren't popping, bro?
Nothing. Dry. Dry than Kalahari. It's rubbish. It's not the same. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
Reminiscing on my old days.
Because back in the old days, DJs were the ones popping, but now hip hop guys are killing it, bro.
Yeah, man. But also these girls are woke, man. They see who's popping like on the Instagram. They see you ain't got a million followers. You ain't shit. You ain't shit, nigga. Shit. I got followed by Aries. You ain't shit. So it's like one of those. You just got
no roadkill. Nothing.
Nothing. Just dry. Just.
All right.
I'm like, get the bag, I'm cool.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's go to the next one. This is bad, yeah?
The next one is bad because you into it like this. Bad was almost like going from the previous track deeper into the next one.
Gotcha.
I like it. Storytelling MCing is my favorite. I think it's my strongest point too, low key.
Yeah. And it's always good to know your strong point, man.
Yeah, you know. It took me a while to admit it to myself. I didn't like storytelling. I like
bad to the
like
bone.
Making people dance in the club. That got addictive bad at one point. Like, just in there at Sumo when it was calm, just making it.
And he still get no groupies.
Yeah.
Niggas lying.
Bad to the bone.
Yo.
I got word that you back in your zone. Hey. You know, slay queening. Back in your throne, so you barely make time to even chat on your phone. You used to hit me like, where you at? Is you home at your flat? You alone, such a nag. But nowadays, you don't even answer. Remember when we used to kick it at your spot? Play a little music, get a glass of Patron. Then you do your freakum dance like you bad. And you know it, if I had another chance with that ass shit, you know that I would smash. Wouldn't even brag to the homies. Wanted to be saved, but I'm not that heroic still. I got the dank and the mowit if you ever wanna hang for a moment. I ain't even mean to double tap, I was scrolling on the gram. Shit, okay, I was trolling, I was wondering how you holding up. Yeah, your homie told you I would slow you up. I hate that hoe, I know you well and she don't know enough. She probably think I want you back just cause you glowing up. High rollers blowing up your celly. Snapchat booming in the 5-star telly. Flexing on them hoes. Bad bitch petty, that's just bad bitch petty.
Shit. We chose you flexing on since you got none, bro.
When you ready.
So in this one, I'm like describing like a situation whereby, you know, you used to have the baddest thing and she no longer fucks with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And all you see is her like doing dope shit, like or doing shit that kind of make you jealous. Like whenever you go and stalk her social media, she's doing some fly shit. She has some 5-star resort with the girls, tongue all out. We've all did, you know, snatches. You
Snapchat
know,
just booming.
Like, just like doing the craziest or at the club doing the most. So I'm talking about that kind of thing, like a relationship that used to be like this, but it's like gone. And I'm kind of like, I see you, I can, but you're not there. You know, just like a jaded kind of situation.
You've ever been cheated on?
Yeah, of course.
You're lying.
Of course, man. Everybody, I don't think there's one person who's Beyonce got cheated on. Everybody been cheated on. Been cheated on, you know.
Did you do a track like after that moment?
I've never made a song about something that like that affected me now. You know, I can never drop like
I let it simmer.
Mm. I have to be sure about my thoughts and my emotions, like what am I feeling. And even when I tell the story, I will change names and whatever and events and dates. Because it's about the story. I don't want it to be about my life. It's more about the story and the experience. And for people who out there might have gone through the same thing, sort of like find like, you know, some sort of comfort in my story that, no, you're not alone. Everybody gets dribbled or everybody does this or everybody's done that. Do you know what I mean? Just I mean, that's the point of music, I guess, for people to have like
let's pause
yeah, I got you. For people to have like to hear your stories and be like, yeah, I can relate. I know what that's like. I know what that feels like. So it's never really about me when I'm telling a story. I don't want it to be about me, in fact. I just want it to be about the listener. Like, ooh, I know that.
You're talking about jealousy. Do you? Is there someone you look like, maybe a Nasty C, and you look at his career and you're like, shit, I wish that was me.
I'm most jealous of Nasty C.
Who isn't, dog?
I don't think anybody's more jealous of Nasty C than me, you know? It's like somewhere in between, like, this love, like this crazy love for him, the kind of MC that he is, what he represents and what he's done with his career and his music, and how like the younger generation support a hip hop act like him, and like just this bit of jealousy, because
he's a lyricist.
Everybody compares me to Nasty, bro. Everybody's like, I once saw a tweet like. I also tweet like, what happened to Ginger Trill? And then somebody's like, yo, we replaced them with Nasty.
I was like, man,
these people can draw the similarities, because for me, it's an honor to be compared to an MC who's as meticulous and who cares as much as Nasty C cares about his pen. Because the kid is brilliant. Whether he's making Chafinche or he's talking about Mrs. Me, he pays as much attention
would
to
you ever
every
do a,
single
would
song.
Would you ever do a track with him?
If he'd let me within 5 meters of him. Yeah, I'd get this ass whoop. Open that can of ass whoop on that ass. Why?
I would.
He's my favorite, man. Him and...
Aries?
Him, Reese, Stogie, and Kid X. If I could get those guys... in the same youngster too, in the same studio for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm coming out with the best hip hop album this country's ever heard. Get out of here. Man. Get out of here, man. I swear, because those are my favorite.
We gotta
MCs
make that happen,
game.
Bro. I don't see why we don't make that happen, bro.
Cats is hard to reach, you know. Cats is busy. Cats is out of the country a lot, you know, and also it's like you know, timing, you know. I guess I got some stuff to do first for people to be like, oh shit, yeah. Maybe I can get in some work with Trilly. You know what I mean? But if anybody wants to do it, especially if you're bigger than me, you know it's harder to reach you. Yeah. But I'm going to keep trying to reach out to the homies and try to get a song in.
Nice. All right, cool. Let's go to the next one.
And this then the next song is one of my favorite. Banger for me.
So this is Ali, ne?
This is called Ali featuring K-Tasso as well.
Okay.
Young nigga, hold your place. Turn it up there.
Call your plug and keep your weight on.
Yes.
Clean those shades and spill champagne
fire,
on.
Bro.
My friend,
hit those streets and keep your blade on.
Yes.
They'll try to ride on
this
your
is you.
Diamonds Muhammad Ali.
This is K-Tasso. Almost sounds similar, but he's got a deep, more intimidating voice. And you'll hear, just let it play till the second hook as well. You hear what we do.
Ranks with the bling.
Shabba ranks with the bling, ay. Watch how they dance in the club, ay. Double cuff for the pain, ay. I got a vibe with the plug, ay. Double D's on the tang, ay. She tryna vibe with the thug, ay. She wanna try all my drugs, ay. I'm hiding them out of love, ay. I hide the stash out of love, ay. We just keep doing the dance, yeah. She front like she do with a man's, yeah. Tonight we gon' do it again, yeah. I like how she do on the gram, yeah. I might just come through with the cam, yeah. And direct the movie for fam, yeah. And send them the pilot, I know you're staying. You homies is new to the stand. Yeah.
Call your plug and keep your weight on.
I want you to hear.
Clean those shades and spill champagne on. Hit those streets and keep your blade on.
I can hear J. Cole jumping over this, dog.
They try to ride on your way.
Diamonds Muhammad Ali.
Watch how they dance on the ring. Call me Suchi
with the bass.
Shabba ranks with the bling. Diamonds Muhammad Ali. Watch how they dance on the ring. Call me Django with the chains. Shabba ranks with the
bling. Damn, my G.
I won't lie. It's one of my favorite joints on this baby. Oh, man.
Dude, what I like about you is like you make love to the beat, man.
Thank you so much. I try my best, man. You know, like when I go into the studio to make a song, I try to make sure that I don't recognize the person coming out of the speakers. You know, it's I'm so super involved with like doing what's best for the song. So when you hear it, whether I'm here or not, it just becomes timeless. You can just be like, oh, whoever that is good, and the song is good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I want when I go in there.
So give me your top five rappers in SA right now.
Woo! Tricky!
Okay, Stogie's definitely in there.
No, man. You know Stogie, I don't want to put him in my top five. Because it's everybody's top five. Yeah, it's like.
All right.
You know, the likes of Stogie, Proverbs, Zabs, Prokids.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention them anymore. All right,
let's go.
So, my top five right now. I'd have to say, I got Youngster. I got Kid X. I got Kid Teeny. I got Nasty C. I got Aries.
Wow.
Yeah.
No AK.
Not that he can't be number one, but he proved, for me, AKA was in my top five of rappers rapping back in 2012, 13, when he was rapping. AKA doesn't rap. He's a pop star.
Yeah.
You know? I put Shane Eagle before I put AKA in there.
Wow.
Yeah, because like, my top five is the top five rappers rapping right now. Not making hits or making what. That's cool. That's dope. But rapping.
Reason?
Damn. And that's almost unfair. It's almost unfair because Reason is like,
what does he owe you? Does he owe you as well?
I owe him. I owe him. I don't lie. But I don't want to put like Reason there, because Reason is almost like it becomes no contest whenever he's in a list for me, you know, because I'm saying it. This is from like the climate right now of like the guys whose projects I'm listening to. Azania was like the best rap album of 2018. It's the quintessential album, you know, hip hop album in South Africa. So it's like, okay, that's there. That's number. But right now, I've been excited to see like, yo, Reese, drop something else, baby. You know what I mean? I'm excited for a Kid Teeny project, because the last time I heard a Kid Teeny project was in 2016 when he dropped Coming of Age, and I haven't heard a project since. I listen to Strings and Bling, but I'm hungry for more. I'm like, hey, man, this guy, you know what I mean? And Kid X is just like, he's the best, man. None of us can rap better than him.
All right, cool. And let's do the last track, yeah?
The last track is called, it's actually the title track, Piff.
Piff.
And I don't mean it like paid in full. I mean it like piff, like dope.
Yeah.
And it's the last song.
All right. Explain this one, yeah? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, it's dope. Even it's the skin, guys, you know what this is? It's
yes, but that's a kilo of coke.
A kilo of coke. How much is it worth?
Niggas started talking like they own the crown. They getting gassed and start to joke around. They known the clown on the internet when they smoke the loud. They fix their lips cause they sober now. They're basing your voice, you gon' have to tone it down. See, brainstorming on drugs is what probably cloud their judgment. I shoot a blank and I laugh at how they gon' try to duck it. I made you look, my nigga. Hey, who getting all the buckets? I end you all in public, don't ever fuck with. Y'all niggas know the truth. Yeah, fuck all that tweeting, I'm in the vocal booth. That's a notion I'm open to. Way too many quotables. How old are you, man? Real threats ain't downloadable. Standing next to me, you not the best, you the closest to it. Man, I ain't get the message in the person right.
Hey, you coming for everybody on this one?
I came for heads, bro.
You.
I wanted to see heads roll on this one.
Yeah.
Fuck my up. Man Explosives beat. The engineer, he actually produced that.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
And I wanted, that was like my mission statement. If it was KO's album, this would be like the mission statement in KO's album, because it's all about just the bars and what being dope means to me, basically.
What was it like working with some of the DJs like Speedster, Zandy, Dimples?
My favorite must have been, my favorite is Dimples. I don't know. Like, Dumi's so easy to work
with. Yeah, he's got that vibe, man. He's chilled.
He's like everybody's friend. Whenever I see him, I feel like I haven't seen my long lost friend. Even the first time we worked together, he invited me over to an IT studio and I did two tracks on Zill. One, it was me and Pages, and the other one was Missy Ashezi and Younger Chief.
Yeah.
And it's always easy working with him. But I also enjoy Speedster because he's cool. It's just always cool hanging out. We did Nigga Gotta Work back when he was still with Cypher. Who else? Which other DJ? DJ Younger.
Yeah.
Used to be my DJ. But we haven't released records yet. We're still going to release like the records.
Do you hip-hop cats have like a WhatsApp group? Because there's a house DJ group.
I heard hip-hop cats have a WhatsApp group that I'm not in.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not in the house DJs. Well.
So they don't like us.
Okay. So me and you are in the same WhatsApp group.
We the same. Okay. I'm watching you guys. But I've heard about it. I've heard about
it. Who's in that group? Who's in that group, right?
Everybody except me. Everybody, I'm talking like every, even the guy you expect to not be there and me in his place, he's there and I'm not in there.
I know.
I'm just like,
fuck all that, man.
Fuck that, you know?
So listen, we're about to play a game now. It's called One Must Go.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two names and then you must tell me which one must go.
Yes.
Let's start with Squatter Cam versus Tear Gas.
Yes.
Ooh. One Must Go.
Squatter. Only because there was there was too many of them.
Yeah.
So now it's like, ish. I love you guys. Yo, Slick, I love you, but you guys gotta go.
Because
it's too many. It's like 7 versus 3. I'd rather go with the 3. Easier to manage. Only three verses to listen to.
Yo, and this is a nigga that gave you verse of the year, my nigga.
I love you so much, bro. Don't you stop. Don't ever stop.
How did that change your career, verse of the year? Is that like a big thing in the hip hop space?
Cats are trying to front like it's not.
Okay.
But I feel like for me, it's because it's my first. Like award ever, like ever. Yeah. And I got it from a hero of mine also. Because Stogie, maybe I don't say it enough, maybe people don't know. I'm not his favorite rapper. He's my favorite rapper. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up listening to this guy.
But you still murk him on a track.
If I catch him slipping. if I catch him, you know what I mean? And maybe he had a relaxed day. And he doesn't hear my verse before he leaves. Yeah, I might give him a whooping. But I mean, for me, I think that it means a lot because it means bars matter.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It means lyricism, taking care of the craft. It matters. So
Kez, my friend, like, my nigga.
Yeah, you know, I'm from that era, you know. Kez, my friend, like, it's not a thing, but it's a thing.
All right. One Must Go. Kuli Chano Tuksingang.
Oh, Abraham. It's gonna have to be Tooks. Tooks kya horata, braga, kyo nganya, kyo nganya. I don't think there's a better song than
500.
I see that. Sakhu ki same same ki sakhu let live. Matters of the heart, let go, let love, let burn. Hammer, amen. That was the best song in the world. Like, but it's gonna have to be Tooks because Kuli is so incredible. He's like top 10 dead or alive, like nice. ever. Not Motsuako. No. Yeah. Rappers. Yeah. He's like so good at what he does, man. And I couldn't. He can't go. He has to stay. Yeah.
And how do you think he's fared in terms of moving with the times? Do you think he's adapted well?
I think he's like a pioneer. Like he's like the father of cool. He's only a father now because he's OG. But he's been cool so long, people don't realize that a lot of us stole a bit of this, a bit of that from him. A lot of us, even the most prominent MCs, you know, we got some of the stuff from him, you know. You can use my toothbrush, pick up line that I learned from Kulani. That was Casper.
Yeah.
He's like the coolest MC Mtswako has ever had. Hip hop has ever had, I think.
Cool. This one's tough. Aries, Nasty C, One's Gotta Go.
Man. Can I just keep them both?
No. One's gotta go, my G. One's gotta go.
Nasty's an impeccable MC, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, man. Nasty's like he's an impeccable rapper, bro. Aries is good, like 10 out of 10. Like, don't get me wrong. But Nasty might just be better than us. Like, Stogie knows too. I know you know, right, T? When you found him and you put him on the way go. This guy might
be so young, bruh.
But he's got the mind of like a 40-year-old.
Hey, my nigga. I'm like, this guy, how does he know this shit?
He raps like the craziest stuff. He says the funniest stuff in the middle of a verse. Please just touch it. And then he carries on with the rhyme scheme. You know, he's incredible. The kid is incredible.
All right, here's the next one. Altito Muggs.
Glitz Gang forever.
Yeah.
I still feel like the honorary member of Glitz Gang. It's gotta be Tito, you know, because Muggs gave me Breakout. Breakout made me believe in who I want to be. I was like, there's nothing wrong with who you want to be, bro. Just from listening to what Bongz and Muggs did with that that project was ahead of its time. Shout out to my girl K Fly, my con forever. Mm. She put me onto that album back in Potchefstroom, like 200 what. Mm. But I think it'll have to be Magazine.
Reason or Black Liz?
This is biased. this is biased. You know. Hip and Hop's dad is my guy.
Yeah.
But I love Black Liz. He's one of the first. The hip hop cats in Gauteng, PTA was the first scene to embrace me.
Okay.
So the likes of Envy, the likes of P Dot, the likes of Black Liz, they were the first one to hang out with me. Like, yo, Young Trio, what's up, man? And chill out, because they'd be at tinism.com. Or my big boy Teeny would take me over to their shit, to their studio. And, you know, we make music over there or Bull Out or whatever. So, yeah. But it's got to be.
Questa Cool Cat.
Man. Cool Cat, I love you, bro. You know I love you, but you got to go, bro. You got to go, Questa. The car, man. Yeah. The car is the best.
Yeah. Mm. But he's you sort of remind me of Questa because he's been in the game for a while, man.
I appreciate that.
And he's only started like booming like a few years back.
Go to years, which is like 2015, 16.
But he's been around.
Crafting. For me, Questa, amongst our peers, he's like the OG. He's even our OG because he's one of those like Nasty, straight out of high school to the league.
Mm.
And he's got a knowledge of wealth. Him and Nota, in fact, the Rap Life Camp, they've got a knowledge of wealth that you can't even buy. Like, those years put in, like, under the watchful eye of, like, Amakhrotman, like, Slicker and Sugar Smacks, teaching you how it works, teaching you about numbers, teaching you about charts, teaching you about gigs, the seasons, and all that, what having a hit means.
Yeah, but they didn't teach you about groupies, though.
Nobody ever tells you about that. It just kind of smacks you across the face.
Sugar Smacks.
Nobody teach you about that. But yeah, Questa is the best. And to be compared to him, for me, is like, it's like a huge compliment.
Nomuzli or Boiti? One must go.
I'll have some Boiti with the side of Muzli. It's going to have to be Boiti only because I've known her forever.
Okay.
Yeah, Boiti's one. She's from my hood.
Is it?
So I'm like a huge fan. Not just of like Boiti the MC, but just Boiti the whatever it is she's doing.
Yeah.
Because she's from our. But Muzli's my girl, though. Like, I love Muzli.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Muzli, but it's going to be.
I heard Boiti was freaky, man.
Is
back,
she?
Back in those days.
I've never seen that side of her. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing.
You don't know? Should we call her?
No, I don't call her. I don't know. I respect her.
All right,
I love her. I come for you, you come for Boiti, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Casper, AKA. One's got to go, man.
It's got to be Casper. Not because I don't think AKA is better or like who's better than who. I've known Casper for long. One time I remember Casper played me and that guy over there, the album that was under Impact Sounds at his grandmama house.
Because
I've known him for so long. His dream and what he's accomplished. It's like, it's weird. It's like knowing somebody, and he always said it. He was like, I'm gonna be biggest Kanye West.
Yeah.
And niggas would be like, yeah. But me and this guy used to look at him like, what are you doing? You see this guy here? Got that twinkle in his eye. I think he mean what he's saying. everybody would hate. I would just, this guy's serious. He means it in his stance, in his posture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's gotta be Casper because I saw the journey for longer.
Yeah.
Not because Levels isn't the best album in the world.
People are sleeping on you, dog.
I know people are sleeping on me. If they were sleeping on me,
Because I know you got the streets on lock, bro.
It's not just people, man. People show me love. The streets show me love, man. Like, but crossing over to like commercial success is like a number of things, you know? It's like we said, it's a team. It's your song getting on radio. It's your song. It's you being seen
and
heard. Is
radio still that important?
Not really, you know. But the charts can dictate everything.
Gotcha.
If you're on all the charts all the time,
you're going to get gigs.
You're gigging, bro.
Yeah.
If you're gigging all the time, people see you. People hear you. People interact with you. They see your brand. It's almost like, bro, like, shout out to my man, DJ's Boo. It's almost like Mo Fire trying to compete with Coke.
Because coke is already accessible. People are already familiar with the taste. People are already... So for him to break it out, he has to be as aggressive as he is. So I'm going to keep telling people they're sleeping on me until I go platinum.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. I'm going to be aggressive about who I am and why I think I'm the next thing you need to hear. I'm the best thing you should have been heard, because that's just what it is. I have to get my brand out there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that's but like real. I said, man, everybody has their time. And I think it's important to have people like you in the game. People that are purists, that are doing it for the right reason, you know?
Thank you so much, McG. I appreciate
and,
that.
And the rest will follow, chief.
Yeah. Blessings.
music transcends time, boundaries.
Yeah.
It's timeless. You
it's
know
timeless.
I mean?
Thank you, man.
And if it's good, people
that.
Will find good shit.
Yes, sir. That's truth. That's truth. So I'm going to just keep doing my thing until, you know, the fat lady sing.
Yeah. And how we at, like, right now? What are we busy with?
What's right now, we're busy on this album. Y'all ain't ready. Me and my man Explosive got something in, you know. Y'all ain't
have any features.
Ready. I'm not big on like features, because people get bougie about that kind of stuff too. Like people I consider my peers, So I don't really call out cats, but my friend made me notice it's an important thing to do. So those who are willing to open their doors to me, of course, I'm going to give them a call.
And then would you do like a piano track?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
I'm better than everybody at this shit. They just don't know it yet.
Serious?
I would. Piano. Come on. I do it. I love piano. My friends know. The True Gang knows, man. I get down to I'm a piano all the time. I think my piano was secretly born in the Northwest. People just don't know it yet. Like, because I've known that sound. It's so familiar.
Yeah.
I've known it for so many years before it was coined or dubbed I'm a piano. So I'd definitely do it just to be like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah. You know? But I'd love to see a track with you, Nasty, Aries, and the Big Hash.
That'd be fire, my thing. I got something with the Big Hash. Patrick Lee, actually.
How good is that guy, bro?
The Hash is unbelievable. He's like an alien.
Sus.
That whole internet wave, that whole gang, the whole label, it's unreal to hear. It's more magical to see it happen.
It's like even the mics, they're using different mics, dude.
I don't know how they do it, bro. Seeing this kid, you know when you hear it, you're like, ah, it's done. To see him make it, it's like, no, man, how did you... No, man. The kids are special, bro. Yeah. The kids are really special. Maybe one day.
Ginger Trill, man.
Thank you so
Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate that, bro.
Where you at? Where can people follow you? Instagram. We got to get those DMs popping, dog.
Nah, my girl, kill me. Follow me. Follow me at @ginger_trill. That's @ginger_trill on Instagram and on Twitter. And on Facebook, follow my page. That's Ginger Trilly, one word. GINGERTRILLY, one word on Facebook. Thank you so much.
Podcast and chill, we out of here. Boom.
Episode 81, baby.